I remember being in the 7th or 8th grade in public school, and our music class was learning the song, Let There Be Peace on Earth. And you probably remember that the second phrase of this song is, And let it begin with me. I have a vivid memory of singing that song with great fervor. And I remember how I felt when saying those words. It was as if my heart and soul were opening up and rejoicing in the notion that I could change my world. I could make peace, I could have peace, I could live in harmony with others. Looking back on it now, I wonder if those feelings were more accurately the euphoria experienced by an adolescent who believed that the whole world could revolve around her. Or perhaps they were the early longings to be someone who invites peace in relationships. Whatever the actual truth, my reality of that message of peace on earth was quite positive and powerful. Today is the fourth and final Sunday of Advent, and we are just days away from celebrating the birth of Jesus. In our Old Testament lesson from Micah, the prophet reminds us this morning that out of Bethlehem shall come forth one who shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Jesus is known by many names. This morning, I'd like to invite us to consider what it might mean that he is called the Prince of Peace. And I hope to offer you a few windows into what peace might bring to us. It is quite common for us to think of peace as the opposite of war. Indeed, that is what the dictionary tells us, that peace is the absence of war. And yet all of us have lived nearly our entire lives with war going on in some part of our world. Wars that in this age of high-speed communication can seem very close and very real to us even when they are far away, especially real to those of us who have loved ones serving in the armed forces. And so in the face of ongoing reality of war in our lives, peace is a very lofty goal indeed. Perhaps it is even one we cannot imagine as ever being possible. At least not possible if we define the Prince of Peace as someone who will bring an end to all war. What is this peace of God? Can we understand it? Can it even be possible? There are certainly lots of applications for peace in our lives that don't seem connected directly to war. Some of those take place in the language of our liturgy. I wonder if any of you have had a friend or relative visiting with you at church, and then when we pass the peace in the middle of the service, they're surprised and a bit uncomfortable with this liturgical practice of sort of we stop and shake hands with one another. And there are hundreds of Bible verses where the peace of God is referenced. I also wonder if there are some of you here who remember the Episcopal Church before the late 70s and remember that it was then, with the introduction of the prayer book that we're using now, that this passing of the peace was reintroduced into the liturgy with a lot of resistance, I understand, for those of you who are there. It is an ancient Christian practice, which was originally called the Kiss of Peace. And in some Orthodox communities, rather than saying, peace be with you, or God's peace to you, the exchange is centered around the presence of Christ, and so what the verbal exchange might be is something like, Christ is with us. Christ is in this place. Or on Christmas Day and the 12 days after, the Christ child is here. And that's what they say in exchanging their greeting. In our current culture, where Christmas traditions not directly associated with the birth of Jesus dominate most activities, this notion of the arrival of the Prince of Peace on Christmas Day might go by quite unrecognized. It is the angels announcing the birth to the shepherds in chapter 2 of the Gospel of Luke who first suggested, "Let there be peace on earth, for today is born this child." In another familiar scripture story, when Jesus had lived his life and ministry and was teaching his disciples just prior to his arrest, he told them about the coming of the Holy Spirit. And in that passage, which is from the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives." This peace from God, says Jesus, comes to us through the Holy Spirit and is not the peace that the world might offer. Perhaps not the absence of war among men. Perhaps not an earth where arms are laid down and swords might be turned into plowshares. What is this peace of Christ? Many people in the days of December are sharing their stories of the Christmas holidays, better known as the Christmas rush. Crowded highways, parking lots, and stores, anxiety about getting the right gift or spending too much money, the frustration of calendar, attending parties and events, children being out of school and not knowing what to do with them when they are at home all day, and at the same time we are trying to get ready for the holiday. And then, of course, there's family. Relatives coming or going to see relatives, planning to cook a lot more than we usually cook, or to open up our home to overnight folks, or not even having a plan on Christmas Day for what we would hope for, what we would want. All of this in anticipation of the Prince of Peace arriving in our midst. Can we ever transcend the hustle and bustle of the pre-Christmas season and sit with eye and heart open, open to anything new that might come to us? There is this song, "Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me." And the words of the angels, "Peace on earth, goodwill towards all." There is this promise from Jesus, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Where is this peace? There's a line from a song in the Pulitzer Prize-winning Broadway play and movie called Rent, written by Jonathan Larson. And the line says, "The opposite of war isn't peace, it's creation." Creation. A hint in his interpretation that when there is peace, creativity blossoms. When we are at peace, we are not afraid, and creation is free to move, to emerge, and to grow. Think about that for a moment. Is Christ's peace meant to make us free to be ourselves, to pursue the things we are passionate about, to be creative? Just a thought. I grew up in a household with 7 people and 1 bathroom. I don't have to say anything but that, right? One of my father's expressions, one of those old tapes that I can sometimes hear in my head in his voice, is him saying, "Can I get any peace and quiet around here?" I really thought that what he was asking for was just quiet, because our household with 5 children, all of us within the 7-year range, was very noisy most of the time. And so I overlooked the word peace in his plea altogether. I thought he really meant to say, shut up. But now I know, as an adult, he wasn't saying that. I know that what he was asking for was that all five of us children have peace with one another. That we stop our constant bickering and teasing and criticizing one another. Is there any peace in this place? Peace is a word that is used in many different contexts, and it can easily lose its meaning, or its meaning can be interpreted in multiple ways. The Prince of Peace arriving anew in our midst is an opportunity for us to re-engage with peace in our lives, peace in our hearts, peace of mind. This season of peace on earth, goodwill towards all, is an opportunity to seek living into some sense of whatever peace we can find. Could we be at peace with one another? Could we bring peace into our conversations, into our relationships, into our group activities? Above everything, I believe that the peace of God reminds us of God's absolute goodwill towards us. Goodwill that is always extended, always available, and even offers a possibility of peace in our hearts. Think of the transformation of heart and mind and life if we are aware of this all the time. I imagine that since it is often difficult for us to believe and thus to receive God's incredible love for us, it may also be quite challenging for us to know God's peace. And yet it is we who bear God's love, who bring God's love to our world. And so may we also strive to bring this mysterious peace of God into our lives and into the lives of others. In 4 days, we will gather here with double or triple the numbers that we have today, and we will celebrate in worship and song the arrival of the babe, the Prince of Peace. The meaning of the Orthodox practice of greeting one another at the time of the peace is another reminder that we find the child, the presence of Christ, not just at the table in this Holy Communion, but also in each person that we greet in the body of Christ, which is the church. May the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.